Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Beth Morris from Mainland Community College.
Well, long time no see, world traveler. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Did you have a fun trip?
I did. Ireland is the place to go.
Here of late, I've just been thinking more and more about it might be fun
you
to go
should.
To Ireland. It just looks like it'd be quite a place. But we're glad you're back in good old western North Carolina and lots of things going on in Mainland Community College. It's springtime. You guys are getting busy.
We are. April has turned out to be a very busy month, and as we move into May, which ends up being graduation month for us. But first off, we're going to have a star party.
Well, tell me about the star party. What else is going on?
Well, this is in celebration with the North Carolina Science Festival. So statewide, there's going to be a lot of activities going on through the month of April, and we're participating with a star party on April 21st at the Bear Dark Sky Observatory in the Yancey County, Mitchell County line there.
What's going to be going on the 21st?
On the 21st, we're going to have what we're calling daylight activities that start at 5:30 p.m., and we're going to have some fun hands-on astronomy-related activities for the kids. We're also going to have some tours of the Earth to Sky Park and the observatory while it's still daylight, so you can kind of see what's up there and mm-hmm. what's going on. We're going to have the Hog Hollow Pizza Truck there from 5:30 to 8, so there'll be food available, and we're going to kind of just give people some little freebies when they get there, an informational packet about the Earth to Sky Park and the observatory, some fun stuff for the kids. And we're looking forward to just kind of sharing the dark skies with everyone once it becomes dark.
So you start about 5:30?
5:30 is when everything's going to be up and running. And this is one of those things where you can drop in, drop out. You don't have to make reservations or anything like that. You can come in and participate in all the activities you want to. And then we're also getting help from the Blue Ridge Astronomy Club.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have some telescopes set up in the parking area for people to view different objects in the sky. And then we'll also be using our two telescopes at the observatory. We're going to be kind of set on different objects. They're going to be looking at different things in the sky up there. So that'll be fun for everyone to kind of come. And the best thing about this is it's a free event. This
yeah.
is an opportunity for everybody to come again and see what's going on up there for free.
I think this is a good opportunity to go and visit and see what's going on. Tell me, how do you get there?
Well, how to get there is if you know where the transfer station, the old transfer station at mm-hmm. the Yancey County line, you go, we're basically right there beside the transfer station. You can go down through Arbuckle, and I think the other roads, Highway 80, will lead you to the transfer station. There's signs off of 80 where you turn up to go to the observatory, and you just go straight up. There'll be people there parking cars and helping you get settled in before you reach the activities. Also have shuttles that will take people from the parking area up to the observatory because it is uphill hike. That'll be available, but you can also walk it as well. We're going to keep our fingers crossed for clear skies and beautiful weather. You know, even if it's cold, it'll still be a good evening to go up there and view the night sky as long as the clouds are away. But in the event of cloudy skies, snow, or anything like that, we have a rain date set for Sunday, April 22nd, and that one will also start at 5:30 p.m. with all the activities following and the tours and also the observation opportunities there once it becomes dark. If by chance, because this is kind of our party weekend, if there's clouds for both evenings, we'll just do the daylight activities and you won't be able to see much in the dark skies. But there will be something going on the weekend of April 21st.
If you have not seen it yet, this is a good opportunity. It's free, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, it's 5:30 on the 21st, and if bad weather, then it'll be on the 22nd.
That's correct. And we'll make notices available, especially on our website or Facebook page. So if you're wondering and trying to decide whether to come or not, just kind of pay attention to those pages, and we'll make sure that we make announcements early on.
Okay, sounds great. Well, Beth, thanks for coming and telling us about this. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Look forward to it.
Thanks for having me.
Our guest today, Beth Morris of Mainland Community College. Beth, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.